The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, I have my Thursday guest. It's our Lieutenant Governor, the amazingly smart and kind. How many nice things can I say about you, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt?
Deb, you are so nice. Thank you so much for all those wonderful accolades.
Well, listen, you know what? I see you all over the state. My goodness, if we didn't have Facebook, I wouldn't know what you do every day. But so far, you are in a different town, literally. You are in a different town literally every single day, the way it looks, I got to tell you.
Well, yesterday was a good day right here in Greenville. We had Marjorie, the president of Susan B. Anthony, and she came in and endorsed the governor and I. It was the first gubernatorial nationwide endorsement by the Susan B. Anthony list. And what a wonderful thing. I mean, they are such a great organization. It's always nice to be endorsed by anybody. You know, it's always an honor. But when you have somebody that really their entire basically existence is to help protect the unborn, I think it makes it extra special.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know folks appreciate the work that you and the governor do. Now, you know what? You and I are on I'm filling in for Joey on Weekend Pulse. And Lieutenant Governor, I have pulled the audio that we did about that suicide prevention bill that you and the governor passed. That'll be on 12 o'clock this Saturday. Weekend Pulse, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt is my guest on that. Let's touch on that for just a second, and then I'd like you to tell me what's going on in the state.
Sure.
So the act that was passed by you, the State House and the Senate and the governor, you signed it into law to protect our young people. Why did you guys feel it was so important that we put a phone number on the back of their lanyard this year?
Well, so, Deb, that's going to start in 22, July of 22. We're giving everybody time to gear up for it. But from seventh grade all the way through higher ed, our colleges, we will have the suicide prevention hotline number on every student's school ID, public school and private school. You and I, we were both shocked when we heard about the statistics. From 10 to 18, it's the number two leading cause of death in our children is suicide. And let that sink in for a minute. 10 years old. I mean, I can't even imagine feeling that desperate that young. But we're seeing it. And we're seeing it, you know, they attribute it due to social media. Years ago, when we were young, if you got bullied at school or you felt or somebody was being mean to you at school, when you came home, it kind of ended. But now in the world of social media, these things never end. We saw it with isolation when it came to COVID-19, where kids weren't at school and seeing their friends. That drove up numbers and the amount of calls that came into the suicide number. And so we feel it's really important to have a resource for our children to make sure that when they're feeling at their lowest point, that they have somebody they can call if they don't feel like they can reach out to their parents, if they're embarrassed. If they just don't feel like they have a friend in the world, we want to make sure they have a number right at their fingertips they can call.
That's great. You know what? And again, like you said, it wasn't like that when we were younger, but social media has really changed things for young people nowadays. What are some other issues that you are championing across the state? I know jobs, jobs, jobs. Every time I turn around, you're doing another ribbon cutting.
Exactly. You know, jobs and getting kids to work, Deb. It's a project I'm working on with DUE, encouraging parents to get their kids working. You know, as we travel the state, I hear from business owners all the time, we need soft skills. We need kids with soft skills. Incredibly bright kids coming out of college are lacking soft skills. Parents say all the time to me, you know, we need to teach fiscal responsibility in schools. Well, it's hard to teach fiscal responsibility to somebody who's never had a job.
Right.
And it's hard to teach soft skills in the classroom. And so I'm working with DUE, doing some PSAs as a mom, really, more so than even a lieutenant governor. You know, if we teach our kids to work and we give them those skills, that's something that's going to stay with them their whole lives. It's going to make them better employees, get them better jobs, give them better futures. So it's something we all need to get behind. We need to encourage kids to work. It's a valuable learning tool, but I don't think it's as popular as it used to be. And so, you know, I am proud to be doing with that, helping our employers, helping our youth, trying to make sure we're turning out just great quality citizens.
Yeah. You know, so when you talk about soft skills, I know you had a very success, you still have a very successful business that your husband runs. Tell me real quick, what are the skills that these folks are saying they're looking for in the next generation?
Well, it's employees that can work with other employees in an office, right? I mean, we're so used to being behind our phones. We're so used to being behind emails. It's being sitting in a boardroom and talking about what's happening in your company and coming up with great ideas and being able to articulate that. It's being able to handle customers and customer complaints, right? I think you learn that very young when you have that first job, whether it be, you know, at a fast food restaurant or at a coffee shop, when that customer gets the wrong, you know, the wrong thing that they ordered, or they don't like the way it tastes, right? How do we handle that? How do we make people leave happy? You know, those are skills. I mean, it doesn't just come to everybody. And I think it's good to learn lessons when you're young, right? To make mistakes when you're young.
Okay, so I got to tell you, my first job was an ice cream parlor. I made mistakes on purpose so I could eat them. So I'm not sure. I guess I missed the soft skills class.
Deb, something else we have in common. My very first job was working at Dairy Queen.
Oh, good. Can you actually dip it without losing the ice cream in the hot fudge?
I can dip it without doing that. And I'm telling you, we weren't so fortunate to be able to eat all of our mistakes, or I probably would have made mistakes on purpose too. But, you know, that was a great job. And I learned so much there, right? Like, you know, you learn how to handle customers, and you learn that sometimes somebody's counting on you, right? From a very young age, when your friend has a party, but you're scheduled to work and you have to forego that party to go to work, you learn that, you know, hey, when I give my word, I have to be there. Somebody's counting on me.
Yeah.
And it makes saving money and not spending frivolously, which we're seeing happening just crazy coming out of Washington, right? Because when you have to give up something, the money you make is precious. And I think it teaches right then and there, it teaches fiscal responsibility. And then looking at taxes, right?
Yeah. I tell you what, when you get that first paycheck and you realize half of it went to somebody you don't know, you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I think I'm going to get involved in politics.
You're absolutely. My dad used to say, you know, that first paycheck, when your child comes home and says, I thought I was going to make $100 and I only brought home $75. Who took the $25? Then and there a Republican is born, Deb. Then and there a Republican is born.
It's great. It's always great to talk to our Lieutenant Governor, the Honorable Pamela Evett. If you see her across the state, tell her you heard her on our station, 94.5 WGTK, The Answer. Lieutenant Governor, drive and be safe in your travels. We appreciate you and we thank you for the work you're doing for the great state of South Carolina.
Thanks, Deb. I really appreciate you guys. Have a great week and a wonderful weekend and a happy start to school. I know a lot of people are starting today and the rest are starting next week. So I hope everybody has a great school year.
All right. Very good.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.